Throne of Lies by Aaron Dembski Bowden, performed by John Banks and Beth Chalmers. Covenant of blood tore through the warp, splitting the secret tides like a spear of stained cobalt and flawed gold. Its engines struggled, breathing white fire into the ever-shifting sea of souls. Pulsing like arrhythmic hearts, the thrusters labored to propel the ship onwards. Its passage was a graceless dive, slipping through boiling waves of thrashing psychic energy. Tormented fields of kinetic force shielded the craft from the warp's elemental rage, but the storm's force was merciless. Reaching out from the hurricane, the claws of vast creatures raked across the shields, each impact hammering the vessel farther from its course. In a sealed chamber of the ship's prow, a lone figure knelt in silent repose. Her human eyes were closed, yet she was far from blind. Her secret eye, the eye she hid from the world beneath sweat-stained bandanas and uncomfortable helms, looked out into the void. The ship's hull was no barrier, and the crackling shields no obstacle. Her secret sight pierced them with effortless ease, and she stared into the storm beyond. Like oil on water, the seas outside roiled in a sickening riot of color. A beacon of light usually pierced the chaos, a lifeline of ephemeral radiance splitting the swirling murk. All she had to do was follow it. There was no beacon this time, no radiant lifeline. The crackle of the shields buckling under pressure was all that illuminated the storm outside. The tides rolled against the ship in jagged, unpredictable waves, too fast for human response. By the time she saw a flood of migraine-bright energy spilling towards her, the shields were already repelling it. They sparked with pained fire as they sent the assaulting wave back into the psychic filth from whence it came. The Covenant of Blood trembled again, its engines giving a piteous whine as the tremor ran through the ship's steel bones. It couldn't take much more of this. The kneeling woman took a deep breath and refocused. Her lapse of attention had not gone unnoticed. The voice, when it came, was an insidious whisper breaching her heart, not her ears. Each word resonated, echo faint through her blood.
Centuries of conquering the void. Centuries of laying claim to the stars. The dance of hunter and hunted, predator and prey. You, navigator, will be my end. The death of glory. The pain of failure.
The ship was threatening her again. She didn't take that as a good sign and hissed a single word through clenched teeth.
Silence!
She swore that somewhere on the edge of imagination, she sensed its laughter. Above all else, she loathed the crude poetry of the ship's primal intelligence. The machine spirit at the warship's core was a bestial, dominant consciousness. It had resisted its new navigator for weeks now. She was beginning to fear she would never rise as its master.
The claws of the Neverborn tear at my hull skin, promising to bleed my innards to the void. You are damnation. You are the bearer of blame. You will cast us into oblivion, Octavia.
She bit back a reply, keeping her mouth as closed as her human eyes. Her third eye stared unblinking, seeing nothing but the storm raging outside. No, there was something more now. Something else sailed the sea of souls. More suggestion and shadow than form and flesh. She pulsed the warning at once.
Something beneath us! Something vast! Evade at once!
Octavia sent the command with all her strength, a desperate plea to the ship's pilots. At the speed of thought, she felt the response flash through the interface cables, binding her to the throne of brass and bone. A dead voice. The tone of a lobotomized servitor at the ship's helm.
Compliance.
The Covenant of Blood shuddered now, its burning engines forcing it to climb through the psychic syrup of unspace. The Predator, the vast presence beneath them, stirred in the etheric fog. She felt it thrash and saw a shadow the size of a sun ripple in the storm. It drew closer.
It's chasing us!
Acknowledge.
Go faster! Go much, much faster!
Compliance.
The vast presence broke through the lashing waves of psychic mist, unaffected by their density. She was reminded for an awful moment of a vast shark pushing through the open ocean, dead-eyed and forever hungry.
We have to break from the warp! We can't outrun this!
This time, the answer was rich with emotion, none of it pleasant. It was deep, low, and tainted with inhuman resonance.
How far are we from the Tarius system?
Hours? Days? I don't know, my lord. But we're dead in minutes if we don't break from the warp.
Unacceptable!
Do you feel the way the Covenant is shaking? A psychic shadow made of black mist and hatred is reaching out to swallow us. I am the Navigator, my lord. I am dragging this ship from the Sea of Souls no matter what you say.
Very well. All stations, brace for re-entry to the void. And Octavia.
Yes, my lord.
You would do well to show me more respect when Talos is not aboard.
She bared her teeth in a grin, feeling her heartbeat quicken at the threat.
If you say so, exalted one.